Bart.
Hey, Bart, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Just fine. How are you today?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Hey, I'm with the underwriting department over here. I have your file. We're moving along trying to get you an application or an approval. Did you have a couple minutes to go over the file real quick with me?
I sure do. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. I really just want to confirm a few things we have, make sure we're all on the same page, just get a clear picture of what we're hoping to accomplish here.
Okay.
Now, have you been working with, was it Tyler?
Yes.
Okay, I'm pulling up his notes right now. All right, looks like I have you as the 100% owner of the business. Is that correct?
Yes. That is.
Okay, and how long have you guys been in business?
This is our 16th year.
16th year, all right.
Yes.
All right. And how long have you been the 100% owner of the business?
Let's see. I believe 7 or 8 years.
7 or 8, okay. 16. All right. And let me see. I have your guys' gross sales coming in right about, let's see. I think I have the 2015 just over 2 million. Was that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you know what you did in 2014?
It was the same, about 2.1 million.
About 2.1? Okay. And how are you tracking for this year?
We're going to be right at 2 million again, just a hair over or a hair under.
Oh, okay. Pretty consistent there. All right.
Yes.
Okay, and then looking at the notes here, it looks like it shows that you're looking for between 75 and 100,000 for working capital. That's correct.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And can you give me a rundown of what you're looking to use that for?
Yeah, it's mostly just like what I call gap financing. We've had projects wrap up, and then we've had these huge projects that have just taken a lot more time to get them going. When you get into the much bigger homes, it just takes longer to get them through finance and everything. So just kind of got a gap here where we're going from one group of houses to another. And so
Oh,
we're just
okay.
looking to cover that gap.
Okay. All right. And then let me see here. So would you be primarily looking for something more along the lines of a bridge loan just to kind of get you between projects where you're going to have cash flow coming in pretty soon afterwards? Or are we looking for just, an overall extended term loan?
I would say extended term for right now because it's November. We have one large project that's definitely going to be getting going here. And it's kind of funny you called right now. I'm actually on my way to sell another project. But
Oh.
just in case, given the time of year, one of those pushes back to, February, March, I don't want to, cramp myself too much right there. So
Sure, okay. I follow
just
you.
because of the time of year it is,
Absolutely, okay. All right. And then let me see. Okay, so as far as getting you an approval, you guys do your typically these approvals are tied to your cash flow. You guys have a decent amount of cash flow, right? So it looks like I'm probably going to be able to get you approved for the amount that you're looking for. I could possibly go higher as well. So what is, give me an idea of a range here. What's the minimum amount that would be good for you, and what's the maximum amount that you would be willing to consider?
Well, I don't know if this sounds, it sounds like a big range, but I'd say 75 to 150.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. I just because I want to, if I have those options to you, I'd like to present it if it makes sense. So,
Right. Yep.
that gives me at least a starting point of, putting a few numbers together for you.
Sure, I
Now,
understand.
as far as a time frame goes, how soon were you looking to get the funds in place?
Right away.
Okay, so we want to move forward pretty quickly. All right. Now, have you gone to your bank to look for the financing at all?
Yes. We've been working with them for a little while, and they were wanting, they saw, the bridge, and that's just not something they do, that gap financing.
Sure.
It's just something they just weren't interested in doing right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, have you looked into working capital loans before?
No, I've not.
Oh, okay. All right.
No,
And
if you look, and I guess if you look back over 3 years, we've never had the need for it. We've always cash flowed fine, and we're still, we still got a strong cash flow. We just got this gap here. that we're trying to get across. No, I haven't had a need for it in the past.
Sure. Okay. All right. And actually, you know, I can give you a brief little rundown. It's really in line with kind of what sounds to be your situation. Basically it's unsecured cash. We deposit directly into the business checking account. The terms are typically shorter terms, so a lot of the times they're used just for that bridge loan. We can set it up on anything from, you know, a 3-month term up to 36 months is the top end. So if we want to stretch it out, 3 years would be the longest. Although I kind of want to hesitate to say that because looking at the file, I think 2 years would probably be the max amount that we'd be able to get it approved for. But
and that's, you know, probably I would do that, but I'd already talked to Tyler about making sure there were no prepayment penalties because I wouldn't plan on keeping it near that long.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So I would probably look to do 2 years, but I would definitely be looking to have it repaid by spring at the latest.
Okay, so I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot to get you approved for the longest term possible, and then we can kind of work backwards from there. I will make sure to get you into a program that offers prepayment discounts. So it sounds like we want to, at least initially, stretch the term out as long as possible to play it safe, but give you the option of paying it off early if that revenue does come in and allows you to do it. Okay, perfect. That's what I'm going to do. Now, also, I just wanted to go over it real quick with you so you know. These working capital programs, they're tied directly to the bank account. All right, so once what we do is we deposit the cash directly into the bank account and then set you up on a payback option that is usually either daily, weekly, or monthly. I think with your particular file, we'd be looking at daily or weekly as the initial options. And then, like I said, I will build into it the option to do a prepayment discount if you want to pay it off early. Now, a couple things I'm looking at the file here. Because these programs are tied directly to the bank account, any issues with the bank account we take very seriously, right? So
right.
I see a couple points here where there were negative ending balances for a few days sprinkled throughout the months. Now, what in particular causes that to happen?
Two things, and that was one thing I was talking to Tyler about, was using some of this working capital to hire help, because I am you know, the owner and running a $2 million business.
Sure.
And most of that was just being stretched too thin during that time as well. You know, having to manage the projects and do design and sales and keep track of the books. And so this fall, I fixed that by getting a project manager who can be out on the job site all the time and let me get back in the office and keep a closer tab on the finances. So yeah, I knew that would be an issue when I printed that off. I looked back through there and it's like, twice I went through a time there where I was just so busy, you know, wasn't keeping track of getting people billed and getting the money in the door, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, a cash cushion definitely going to help with that. Now, I also see on the bank accounts that there's kind of a low amount of a total number of deposits, right? So there's only a few deposits each month. Is that pretty typical for the business?
It just depends on where we're at in our cycle. And again, not to sound like a broken record, but the reason it looks like that is because, you know, we were towards the end of some projects wrapping them up. Normally, we would have had two or three other projects starting, and then they just ended up being big projects. It took a lot more design, design up front and then financing up front. That's normally there would be more deposits per month. Yes.
Okay.
But it's still, I still build large projects and we only take 5 draws on a project. So it's never like bam, bam, bam. I mean, I'm never in there every day making deposits because we only take 5 draws on a house, and we're always ahead. You know, we're never behind on our cost on the project.
Okay.
But so we're gonna have a maximum of 5 deposits on each project.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Now, I also see. Looks like an inquiry, and then it looked like a rather large payment to Blue Tarp Financial. What do you have going on with them?
They're one of my suppliers, uses them for their financing.
Okay.
Instead of my supplier handling their own accounts receivable, they use Blue Tarp.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
That's just a that was a lumber package, I believe, and maybe a window package at the same time. Probably was around $29,000, something like that.
Okay, so it's supplier's receivables.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. I want to flip through here and make sure I'm not missing any points here. Basically, where you are in the process is we just gave it the initial overview. Now we're going to go ahead and try to get the actual approval. I think that's just about everything that I need from you right now to do that. So I'm going to move forward knowing that we want to get the longest term, and we'll probably shoot for a window of something between $75,000 and $150,000. It will probably take us a day or so, probably about 24 hours, to be able to get that answer. At that point, we will have Tyler reach back out to you, and you can go over a few details for a couple different options.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Did you have any other questions for me while you got me on the line here?
No, that's fine. I appreciate the call.
Okay, excellent. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All